All right, back again, and hopefully you all had some time to relax, recharge over the holidays.
Yeah, get those batteries back up.
Exactly, because we are jumping right in,
10 first.
to the Noxtis January newsletter.
Lots to unpack.
It really is. You got it, what, like a week ago, right? So much in there. I feel like maybe you just had time to glance at it, with everything going on already.
Yeah, people are busy getting back to it.
So we're going to help you pull out the good stuff, the stuff that's really relevant to you guys, specifically our amazing freelance IT consultants out there.
Kind of like a New Year's resolution, but for your mind, right?
Yeah, exactly. Stay ahead of the game. And one of the things that really caught my eye right away was that Knox Analytics report. I mean, it's kind of a mixed bag when it comes to the IT market right
It
now.
is, yeah. 2024, I think overall, a lot of companies were kind of, tightening their belts, being a little cautious with spending.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is we're seeing that Q3 and Q4 things started picking up again and in a few key areas too.
Okay, give us the scoop. Like, what should people be paying attention to? What's going to be hot in 2025?
Well, cybersecurity is always, top of mind for everyone, but the report specifically calls out a surge in demand for cloud security expertise, which makes sense. When you think about it, everyone's moving to the cloud, but securing those environments, that's a whole other animal.
A whole other game, yeah.
It is.
So anybody out there specializing in cloud security, you're in a good spot, it sounds like.
Yeah, good time to be in that field.
But what if you're, thinking about upskilling or maybe branching out a little bit? What should freelancers be paying attention to?
So another thing the report flags is this growing need for people who can really wrangle data and AI. And I don't just mean like coding, but really understanding how to pull insights from data
Yeah.
and make it tell a story, and even using machine learning to automate things.
You got to speak data. You can't just be a tech whiz anymore.
Right.
So much to read, though, in this newsletter. I know everybody's busy, so tell me, what are the can't-miss pieces? What should we really be making time for?
For sure. Well, I think that article on the Nokas payment guarantee is absolutely crucial, especially if you're a newer freelancer. It basically guarantees you get paid even if a client is slow or late with payment, which is huge in this economy.
Oh, yeah. Peace of mind.
Big time.
All right, so payment security check. What else?
Something else that I thought was super interesting was the section about the Costa Rona conference. Now, I know it's an investment time and money, but picture this. You're networking with other consultants, potential clients, all in this gorgeous setting, this national park.
Wait, is this the one that's actually organized by an outside group this year? It's not directly run by Nokas, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a chance to connect with even more people outside that usual Nokosphere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. But now we have to talk about the part I was honestly most excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Nokas really stepping up their sustainability game. And
Yeah.
they're putting their money where their mouth is, it feels like, with all this stuff in the IT sector.
Yeah, for sure. They're walking the walk. And they highlighted these two amazing leaders, Johanna Hegg from Vattenfall and then Henrik Karlsson from Right & Convenience.
And it's not just like the basic, reduce, reuse, recycle. They're thinking big picture.
Exactly. Vattenfall, for example, they are really tackling energy efficiency, pushing for reusing IT equipment, and they even have these sustainability champion initiatives and hackathons to get their employees involved.
And Right and Convenience, they are all about data-driven sustainability. So they're using hard numbers to track their environmental impact and then figuring out creative ways to minimize it. They're even using those Prespiron stores as like living labs to test out sustainable products and solutions. I mean, how cool is that?
That's so cool. Yeah, it's really inspiring to see companies taking that kind of proactive approach. And, it's a good reminder that we as freelancers, we can make a difference too. Even small changes in how we work can have a ripple effect.
Absolutely. And speaking of making a difference, the newsletter also mentioned this not sustainability evening and hackathon that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, definitely mark your calendars for that one. It's an awesome chance to learn from experts, brainstorm solutions with other freelancers. And you never know, you might spark some, groundbreaking idea that could really change the industry.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already, but there's even more to unpack when we come back in part two of our deep dive into the Nokas January newsletter. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the deep dive, picking up right where we left off, breaking down that Knox January newsletter and figuring out what it all means for you guys, our freelance IT experts.
So we were talking about that Knox Analytics report. Remember how it painted kind of a cautious but optimistic picture of where the IT market's heading? Let's dig into how that could actually play out for your skill set.
Right. We touched on the whole cloud security boom, but let's zoom in even closer. The report actually hints at this growing need for people with expertise in zero trust architecture, which makes sense. You know, it's not just about firewalls anymore. It's like assuming that every user, every device could be a threat, and you build your security around that.
Okay, so if you're a freelancer who's already in the cloud security space, maybe digging deeper into zero trust could give you a real advantage.
Absolutely. It's hot. It shows you're on the cutting edge. But what about the freelancers who are like, okay, cloud security is not really my jam, but I want to be where the action is. What else is popping up in that report?
It feels like data analytics and AI just keep coming up, right? Like every company wants to be data-driven, but not a lot of them actually know how to get there.
It's so true. Companies are drowning in data, but they need someone to help them make sense of it all. So that's where freelancers with, you know, data visualization skills or a knack for machine learning can really shine. You could help a client uncover insights they didn't even know they had.
Almost like being a data detective, you know?
Exactly.
Uncovering hidden patterns.
Solving those business mysteries.
I love it.
And don't forget about the Knox Community Platform. They've got a ton of resources, webinars, courses, all geared toward helping you level up in those areas that are in high demand.
Okay, so we've got upskilling in cloud security data analytics AI. What else caught your eye in the newsletter?
Well, we talked about sustainability being a big deal and that Knox payment guarantee being a lifesaver for freelancers. But how do you actually put those sustainable practices into action in your day-to-day work? You know, it's something I think a lot of us struggle with.
Yeah, it's easy to feel like what difference can I make as just one person?
Yeah.
But, you know, small changes add up.
Yeah.
And the newsletter mentions some simple things like just reducing energy consumption in your home office, maybe opting for refurbished equipment whenever possible.
Yeah. And don't underestimate the power of just advocating for sustainable solutions when you're talking with clients. You know, maybe you suggest energy efficient software, or you can help them figure out ways to reduce their IT footprint.
Right. It's like being a consultant who thinks holistically, not just about the tech, but the impact.
Exactly.
I like that.
And remember that Knox Sustainability Evening and Hackathon we mentioned. That's not just about learning. It's about collaborating with other freelancers who care about this stuff. You might just come up with some amazing solution that makes a real difference.
Fingers crossed. So we've got our technical skills covered, our sustainability game on point, and our payment security locked down. But there's another piece of this whole freelancing puzzle that I think is super important: client relationships.
Ah, yes. The art of keeping those clients happy and coming back for more.
Exactly. And with the IT market potentially heating up, that competition is going to get fierce.
It is. That's where those soft skills come in. Yeah. You know, it's not enough to just be technically brilliant. You need to be a master communicator, a problem solver, a trusted advisor.
So building real connections with your clients, understanding their business goals, being proactive with your communication.
Exactly. Anticipate their needs, offer valuable insights, show them that you're genuinely invested in their success. Be a partner, not just a vendor.
I love that. And of course, always deliver high quality work. Maintain a professional attitude. That goes without saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, as we head into the final part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this question. What one action, big or small, can you take today to set yourself up for success in this evolving IT world? We'll explore this more in part three, so stick around.
All right. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into that Knox January newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered a lot of ground market trends, those must-have skills, sustainability, building those strong client relationships. It's been a lot.
Yeah, we threw a lot at you guys.
It's time to turn it all into action, though. Remember that question we left you with at the end of part two?
Oh, yeah.
What one step can you take like today to get yourself ready for success in this crazy IT world?
Big question.
I'm ready for the answer. What's the first thing our freelance listeners should be focusing on?
I mean, it might sound super obvious, but continuous learning. It is absolutely key. I always say the IT world, it's like this fast-moving river. You stop paddling, you're going to get swept downstream. It's so true. So many resources out there, though, to help us stay afloat. We talked about the Knox Community Platform, all those webinars, courses. But what about even going beyond that? What are some ways that people can really stay ahead of the game?
I think networking is huge, both online and in person. Events like that Costa-Rona conference, that Knox Sustainability Evening, those are amazing opportunities to connect with potential clients, collaborators, mentors.
Yeah, and even if you can't make it to those specific events, there are tons of online communities, forums where you can, you know, connect with other IT professionals, share what, you know, ask questions, build those relationships.
Absolutely. And alongside that, continuous learning specialization is key. You know, figure out what your niche is, become the expert in that area, and market yourself accordingly. Clients are looking for specialists, not generalists.
Right. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. You want to be that go-to person for a specific skill set, the one they call when they have a problem that only you can solve.
You got it.
So once you've kind of honed that expertise, don't be shy about showing it off. Highlight those accomplishments, client testimonials, any certifications you've earned. I mean, your online presence, that's your storefront. Make sure it's looking good, reflecting what you bring to the table.
For sure. It's all about standing out from the crowd, especially as the IT market starts to heat up.
We've talked a lot about the technical stuff.
Yeah.
But there's another side to freelancing that I think sometimes gets forgotten, self-care.
Ah, yes. The unsung hero of a successful freelance career.
Right. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and just forget to take care of ourselves.
It's true. We're constantly on juggling projects, deadlines, client demands, burnout. It's real. It can sabotage even the most talented freelancer.
Absolutely. So prioritizing your well-being, that's huge. Both physically and mentally, make sure you're taking those breaks, setting boundaries, finding ways to recharge, whether it's a walk in nature, a yoga class, just disconnecting from tech for a few hours.
Yeah, find what works for you and make it non-negotiable.
Could not agree more. And remember, freelancing, it's a marathon, not a sprint. There will be those ups and downs, challenges, triumphs. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Lean on your community and celebrate those wins along the way.
And speaking of community, the Knox community, it is such an amazing resource for freelancers at all different stages. Whether you're a seasoned pro just starting out, you'll find support, guidance, and just a network of people who get it, you know, who understand the joys and the challenges of this whole freelance life.
I love that. And with that, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the Knox January newsletter. Hopefully you found it insightful, inspiring, and most importantly, something you can actually use.
Yeah, lots to think about.
We covered a ton, but the conversation doesn't have to stop here. Head over to our social media, share your thoughts, insights, any questions you have. We are always here to listen and support you guys on your freelance journey.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep thriving in this exciting world of freelance IT.
Happy freelancing, everyone.